Well, well, well. Hello, young lasses.
Hello there, Janier. Say, boy, what's all these people doing around here? What is this, bank night?
What people?
Well, who is that man standing over there with a stick in his hand? Is he going to toast marshmallows or something?
No, you crazy fool. That's Mr. Peter Van Steeden. He's the leader of the orchestra.
Oh, there ain't no future in that, is there?
Well, certainly.
Well, I'd rather be that little man sitting down there with that great big old fiddle.
Why?
Because when he's broke, he can take that down to the hawk shop and get a pair of dollars on it.
Oh, quit that.
Yeah, but Van Steeden, the best thing he can do is put a nail on the end of that stick and pick up papers with it. Hey, who is that good-looking fellow over there? That little slick-headed man sitting down right there.
You mean the one standing there by that pretty little gal over there?
Yeah, who is he? I know his face, but I ain't got no place to put it.
Oh, stop that. That's Mr. Jack Arthur.
Oh.
He's the master of ceremonies.
Oh, he's the auctioneer, huh?
No, the master of ceremonies. He introduces people.
Tell him to introduce me to that good-looking gal in the second row back there.
No, boy. Not that kind of introducing, you fool.
Yeah, and that lady Mr. Jack's talking to. Boy, she pretty, ain't she?
Yeah.
Who is she?
Well, that's the leader of the parade,
oh.
Miss Peggy Pepper.
Oh.
And those other fellas, there's the Pepper Uppers.
Oh, that's the quartet.
That's the quartet.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, now if you take all them and put them all together, what have you got?
The Dr. Pepper Parade.
That's right.
Yes, friends, it's the Dr. Pepper Parade, led by that lovely, lively little majorette, Pretty Peggy Pepper, with her Pepper Uppers, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, yours truly, Jack Arthur, and our stars, Molasses in January. Brought to you each week at this time by Dr. Pepper, the swell drink that's inviting, delighting, and exciting. And here is Pretty Peggy Pepper in person.
Bringing joy across the land.
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up, then you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time.
10, 2, and 4.
And now, comedy, attention. Squads left, right, dress, and all that sort of thing. Because we're in the Army now. Wrap out a martial note, will you, Peter? I'm in the Army now, and up behind the plow. I'll never get rich while doing my hitch. I'm in the Army now. I thought I would be a wow, but I fumbled the deal somehow. Got a permanent lease on kitchen police. I'm in the Army now.
Hurrah, hurrah, we're singing merrily.
Hurrah, hurrah, the Army's alive for me. My uniform is a masterpiece. The seat of my pants looks like a valise. I smile at a girl and she hollers police.
We're in the Army now. We're in the Army now.
You're in the Army now, with wrinkles all over your brow. Loaded with blues and hobnail shoes, you're in the Army now. You'd rather be home right now, a milking the old white cow. No bugle to play for a dollar a day, you're in the Army now.
Hurrah, hurrah, we shout with all our might.
Hurrah, hurrah, a rookie dreamed one night. He stood with a maiden, a beautiful place, and breathed the perfume and ribbons and lace. And then he woke up with a foot in his face.
We're in the Army now. We're in the Army now. We're in the Army now.
We're in the Army now. We're in the Army now. Hi-ho, Mario, we in the Army now.
Who put these britches on me? Who put these britches on
hey,
me?
Hey, wait a minute, boy.
Who put...
I swear,
man,
I
look
don't
at
blame
these
me.
Pants.
You is a sight. I swear you is.
Boy, ain't they big?
I say they. I never see a pair of pants so big in all my life.
Boy, they're so doggone big, it would take a tomcat 11 months to catch a mouse in the bosom of these pants.
You telling me?
Oh, who put these pants on me? I never get rich. I'm in the Army now. I'm in the Army now.
Hurrah, hurrah.
They gave us a bayonet drill.
Hurrah, hurrah.
We charged right up the hill.
The captain yelled, I stood in a trance. The guy behind began to advance. His bayonet ripped the hole in my pants.
We're in the Army now.
We're in the Army now.
Hey, come here, boy. Oh, molasses, old sonny boy.
Well,
where you been for the last past week? I ain't seen you.
Boy, I've been out on my little old farm, that hunk of dirt I got down in Chitlin' Swiss.
Yeah. Well, did you see your aunt repugnant while you was down there? You know, aunt, the one what's got the 18 children.
Yeah, and the funniest thing happened towards the Quincy Quince.
Yeah, what was it?
Yeah, I went over to see her, and I see the little bird in the front yard.
Uh-huh.
You know, I say to her husband there, I say, Uncle Forceps?
Forceps?
Yeah, I say, Uncle Forceps? I said, what kind of duck is that? He said, that ain't no duck. That's a stork with his legs wore off.
Boy, just imagine having 18 children.
Yeah.
The stork certainly visits them a lot.
Visit nothing. He lives there.
You know, I never visited your farm down in Chitlin Switch. Is it big?
Is it big?
Yeah.
Boy, everything I got on that farm is big.
Oh, it is, huh?
Certainly, I grow watermelons so big, the other day, three boys who was hired to cut the weeds out of my watermelon patch, they disappeared.
Well, now, suppose the three boys what was weeding the watermelon patch did disappear. What about it?
Well, yesterday, we cut open a watermelon to eat the middle out of it, and what do you think?
What?
We found the three boys inside sitting in one of the seeds. Oh.
Say not thus, brother. I suppose you has apples on your farm.
Boy, my apples is so doggone big, they don't even have worms inside.
But what do they have?
Boa constrictors.
Land, snakes alive. Lie on, you rascal, lie on.
Man, that ain't no lie.
Yeah, kid.
Why, the day before yesterday, I seed something big out in the front house, in the front there.
Oh, you did, huh?
Suddenly, I run around and around at full speed. It took me a whole hour to run around it.
Now, don't you tell me that was a watermelon.
No, it was a grape.
But look, have you nice topsoil?
I did until I washed my head.
Well, have you got any animals on the farm?
Yeah, here's a picture of some of the animals on the farm. Yeah, that's me right there with the hat on.
Well, tell me, why is it that cow there has no horns?
Well, some cows is born without horns.
Yeah.
Some only get them late in life, and some cows is dehorned, and some cows don't have no horns at all.
Oh, I see.
But it's only one reason why that cow right there ain't got no horns.
Why?
It's a horse.
Oh, queer.
And now, if you'll hurry, 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 you'll see the greatest show on earth, starring Molasses, January, and the little playmate Gargantia. But don't hurry too fast, because first it's Pretty Peggy Pepper time. And what's doing, Peggy?
Coming and going, Jack.
Well, come right ahead. You too, Peter.
Coming and going, I'm all in a daze. Coming and going in dozens of ways. And darling, here's the reason why my heart walked out when you walked by. Is it December or maybe it's May? I don't remember the time or the day. You gave my little world a spin. The lights went out when you came in. It's an early autumn for spring and the fall. Gee, I'm mixed up with love and all. Maybe it would help if I started again. Let me see, where was I when? Coming and going, I'd better confess. My heart's overflowing 'cause you whispered yes. Just goes to show what love can do. Coming and going since I met you.
Seems that we've been going round in circles since the subject of romance arose.
No sequel ever could equal the confusion that my poor heart knows.
Whoa-ho's coming and going, we're all in a daze. We're coming and going in dozens of ways.
And darling, here's the reason why my heart walked out when you walked by.
Is it December or maybe it's May? 'Cause we don't remember the time of the day.
You gave my little world a spin. The lights went out when you came in.
It's an early autumn for spring and the fall.
Gee, I'm mixed up with love and all.
Maybe it would help if we started again.
Let me see, where was I when?
Coming and going, we better confess. Our hearts overflowing 'cause you whispered yes.
Just goes to show what love can do. I've been coming and going.
Oh, our hearts overflowing. We've been coming and going since I met you.
Tell me, Pretty Peggy Pepper, have you ever been in Marion, Virginia?
I sure have, Jack. That's where the folks are so keen about our Dr. Pepper drink.
Absolutely right, Peggy. In fact, one of Dr. Pepper's star salesmen, Lenroy Gillenwater is his name, has written a special little song for us, telling what the folks in his town think about that inviting Dr. Pepper flavor. Listen, Step up and drink this wholesome drink at 10 and 2 and 4.
You'll find it's great for energy and you enjoy life more.
That Dr. Pepper flavor's grand and it helps me every day.
A refreshing drink that's good for life,
and this is what we say.
Ring the chime, ring the chime.
It's Dr. Pepper time.
Your energy picks up.
You'll enjoy life more
at 10 and 2 and 4.
And now we take you to the circus, where we find Molasses and January are temporarily employed for the next 4 minutes. Run them on, Peter.
Doggone it, January, that big old E-flat great dame dog over there just bit me and I'm worried.
He bit you?
Yeah.
But boy, don't you realize that whatever that dog's got, you'll get...
I know whatever the dog's got, I'll get. That's why I'm worried.
Why?
Boy, imagine me mothering a mess of pups.
Oh, stop that. Seriously, now, Molasses, don't you like working around aminos?
Certainly, my whole family is crazy about aminos.
Oh, they is, huh?
Yeah, off time, I seen my sister ride a horse.
Yeah.
Seen my brother ride a pet donkey.
Uh-huh.
Seen my mama come home with a trained alligator.
Well, how about your father?
He goes off on a bat.
Well, pick you. You know something, sonny boy? They wants to marry that Gargantia. You know that big gorilla? They wants to marry him to Toto, the lady gorilla.
Oh, a monkey wench, huh?
Yeah. And there's a afraid old Gargantia, he's so doggone wild that he might kill poor little old cute sweet Toto.
Yeah.
So you look so much like a gorilla that the circuit man, he wants to give you $100 to get in the cage with Gargantia. You know, sort of gentle him up a little bit.
Yeah, well, didn't somebody else try to get in the cage with that gorilla? A man named Algie?
Well, I didn't hear about it. What happened?
Well, when he went in the cage, Algie was bulgy.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, Gargantia was bulgy, and the bulge was Algie.
Look, Molasses, you don't have to go into the same cage with Gargantia.
Well, that's good.
You go into the next cage.
Oh, in the next
you
cage.
You see this one right over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and sort of get him used to having another ape in the next cage to him.
Yeah.
You get $50 for that.
$50?
Yeah.
Boy, that's ransom money, ain't it? You sure this Gargantua's cage is right here?
Yeah.
This is the one next door, ain't
it? Yeah, the one next door,
yeah,
right
but
there.
I don't want to get in there with that thing, you know.
What?
All right. Wait a minute.
What?
What's that dog thing over there in the corner waving at me to come out?
Or that. Or that must just be a rug.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm in the cage.
Yeah.
Door closes. That was the echo, did you hear? Hey, January.
Yeah, what you want?
Oh, me, the rug got up.
What?
Oh, me. Boy, it must be going to the cleaners, ain't it? Oh, me, it's Gargantua. I'm going to the cleaners. Hey, January, let me out of here before I bust down.
Oh, going, I can't do it. The cage door here stuck. But don't be afraid. You're a ringer for Toto.
Yeah, if he sees me, I'll be a dead ringer.
My goodness, look at his big paw.
Is his papa in here, too?
What's that noise in there?
Huh?
What's the noise in there?
Who's that knocking at my knees? Boy, he's getting closer to me. He's gonna grab me.
But tell him you is Toto, his wife-to-be.
Yeah, if he wants the neck, there'll be nothing left of me.
look out, boy. He's coming near, and you're right in his path.
Yeah, he looks to me like the apes of wrath.
But don't let him think that you is afraid. No sign of fear must be detected.
Yeah.
If you let him see that you is afraid, you'll wind up
dissected.
Run, boy. If he catches you, you'll be jelly. Look out, he's going to kick you right in the
face. Oh, boy, he's getting closer. Oh, man. Boy, I can feel his hot breath on the back of my neck.
Well, what about it?
Even his best friend won't tell him.
Look, he's got him in the corner, that pole, Molasses.
Oh, Gargant, please don't touch me. Please don't. Oh, if you could only talk, I wonder what you would say.
I'd say, for goodness sake, get out of my cage.
Put a nail on that baton.
All right, Peter, you can climb out of that monkey suit now. What a gorilla Van Steeden makes. We're waiting to hear your version of Annie Laurie, Peter. And if you're not careful, I may join in. Max Welton's prayers are bonny, where early falls the dew. And is there that Annie Laurie gave me her promise true? Gave me her promise true, and never God will be. But for Bonnie, Bonnie, Annie Laurie, oh, I lay me down indeed.
Her brow is like the snowdrift, her throat is like the swan, her face it is the fairest that e'er the sun shone on.
That e'er the sun shone on.
And dark blue is her
eyes. On for Bonnie, Bonnie, Lord. If you want to get more fun out of work and play, then do as millions of smart women, smart modern folks do. Every day at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock, just reach out for a cold bottle of Dr. Pepper, America's new favorite drink. Dr. Pepper swings your energy up and helps you enjoy life more.
And remember, keep a carton of Dr. Pepper in the icebox always. 6 full bottles for only 25 cents.
And now, while molasses and January are signing up for another 5-minute enlistment in the Army, we'll hear about a fellow named Joshua. It's the Pepper Uppers this time in fighting trim. So, go to it, boys.
Now Josh fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Josh fit the battle of Jericho,
and the walls come tumbling down.
Oh, Josh fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Josh fit the battle of Jericho,
and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your kings, Gideon, you may talk about your men of Saul,
but there's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho.
You may talk about your kings, Gideon, you may talk about your men of Saul,
but there ain't no one like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Right up to the walls of Jericho, he walked with his spear in his hand. He said, go and blow that ram's horn, cause the battle ain't in my hand. Go blow that ram's horn, go blow that ram's horn, go blow that ram's horn. Cause the battle lamb in my hand,
and the lamb's horn begin to blow.
Oh, 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 oh.
And the trumpets all begin to sound.
Joshua commanded all the children to shout, and the walls come tumbling down.
Now Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho,
and the walls come tumbling down.
And now for that weekly spot in which we find molasses in January in the Army. We now take you to the camp. Run them on, Peter.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah.
I'm certain it's a spratter-legged of what you done in chapel this morning.
Yeah, what'd I do?
What'd you do?
Yeah.
You was asleep and the preaching man said, "Men, us will now sing a brand new hymnal." Said, "Sergeant Daniel, will you lead?" Boy, you woke up and said, "Lead nothing, I just dealt."
I did not.
Hey, you know something, Sergeant Janier?
What's that?
You've been inventing a lot of different things on this program each week, but the most marvelous thing is the something that I invented, a device for looking through brick walls.
A device for looking through brick walls?
Yeah.
Boy, that's impossible. What do you call it?
A window.
Now, look here. I'm glad you talked about that invention business because Colonel Arthur, he's invented something very new, and he wants you to try it out.
Yeah, but what is his invention?
Well, it's a torpedo.
Hmm.
You see, the idea is that you sit on the torpedo and you steer it right up to the target.
Yeah.
And then, just before you hit the target, you veer to the right and you miss it.
Veer
now,
miss it.
Are you going to ride the torpedo?
Oh, man, don't be a schlemiel.
Goodbye. Yeah, wait a sec. Come back here.
Uh-huh.
If the worst comes to the worst, ain't you willing to die for your country?
Certainly I'm willing, but I ain't wanting.
Well, now look, riding a torpedo ain't nothing.
No, ain't nothing.
Again, I ask you, won't you do or die for your country?
Well, that's the trouble.
What is?
If I do, I die.
No. You don't have to worry.
No.
Why, we've had men ride this here torpedo before.
Oh, I see. I'm not the first to begin to commence.
Oh, no, no. Nay, nay. Say not thus. Others have done it.
Well, can I talk to him about it?
Well, we ain't got time to dig him up for that. Now, well,
they forgot the veer, huh?
Now, look. You come on down here to the water here.
Yeah.
See, here's the torpedo right here. See?
Yeah. Well, it's pretty, ain't it? Looks like a bullet.
Yeah, it's full of sulfur and dynamite. The dynamite explodes, and the sulfur makes a great big fire.
Boy, I suppose I do ride this thing. Isn't it dangerous?
Oh. Now, look, molasses, I'll give you my word. The thing will not blow up before it hits something substantial.
Something substantial?
Yeah, like the first wave. And in that case, you'll get a halo.
Yeah. Halo, goodbye.
Now, all I want you to do is ride this and prove the colonel's theory.
Yeah, then I'll be like that famous battle in the last war, the one that the Marines fought.
What battle?
Shattered Theory. I ain't gonna do it.
Why not?
Cause I'm a young thing and cannot leave my mama.
Look, Molasses, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
No.
Now, I'm gonna chain you onto the torpedo.
No, I can't veer then.
Never mind. I'll chain you on the torpedo so you won't fall off because it sort of rolls a little bit.
Yeah, will you chain my pretty little pink legs a little bit tighter to the rest of me in case this thing explodes?
Now, why should I chain your legs to the rest of you?
Because they're young things and cannot leave molasses.
Now, come on, boy.
Huh?
Just steer the torpedo full of dynamite and sulfur right towards the target.
Okay, here I go.
Yeah, there he goes.
Sound like it's going to rain, don't it?
Hey, Sergeant January.
Yes, sir.
Where's Private Molasses going on that thing?
Well, he's making a test, Captain Van Steeden.
Well, great gobs of goodness, Sergeant January. I removed the nut from that steering wheel in order to repair it.
Yeah?
He won't be able to turn that steering wheel, and he'll hit the target.
Oh, my Lord, and it's full of dynamite and silver. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Molasses.
What?
Oh, man, the nut on the steering wheel is gone.
No, it ain't. I'm still here.
Well, you're going to hit the target.
I'm a young thing, and I'm going to leave my mama.
Oh, my goodness. There's that torpedo full of dynamite and sulfur, and he's going to hit that target. Well, there goes Molasses up in the air. He's been blown right back here to me, right back here. There he is. Oh, my goodness. Hello, damn molasses, old palsy-walsy. How do you feel?
Pretty good. How you feel?
Oh, stop.
Boy, that explosion was like a springtime tonic.
What you mean, a springtime tonic?
Boy, there's been a mixture of sulfur and molasses.
And now let's drop into a busy office at work on defense orders. Here are two of the fastest typists in the place. Listen.
Hello, Mabel. Finished the 60 copies yet?
I'm signing the last now, Marge.
Good girl. Here's a cold bottle of Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
You know what they say. Dr. Pepper is good at 10, at 2, and 4. You enjoy life more.
It sure clears the deck for action with me. Boy's had a swell idea when he put in that Dr. Pepper cooler.
Yes, friends, Dr. Pepper is a favorite drink with busy, active men and women who work hard. It helps pick energy up at 10, 2, and 4. Thousands of up-to-date American firms are installing Dr. Pepper coolers in their offices this year because a cold bottle of Dr. Pepper is refreshing and really does help you to get off to a fresh start. Your local Dr. Pepper bottler invites you to call upon him, and he will help select, install, and service a cooler for any factory, shop, or office in his territory. Phone your Dr. Pepper bottler tomorrow morning, sure. Oh, Peggy?
Yes, Jack?
Say, you wouldn't know it to look at me, would you? But I'm a romantic guy, I.
You're a romantic guy, you?
Uh-huh. I.
Oh, you. Well, prove it. And you can help, Peter.
Hey, romantic guy, I. Hail and frantic guy I am.
So high in the sky that each passerby must know that love is the reason why.
Hey, romantic guy, I.
Your romantic eye my way would bring heaven nigh.
So why don't I try a romantic guy? A romantic guy,
I'm a fool for a moonlight night.
I'm a fool for a tune-like night.
We're all fools who will take a chance. We're all fools for romance.
A romantic miss this.
Unpedantic and unkissed.
She talks with a lisp whenever I whisper. Darling, tell me what have I missed.
A romantic miss this. My romantic lips miss yours.
So dear Romeo, just let yourself go. Be romantic guy.
Hey, romantic guy.
Male and frantic guy.
Hey, romantic guy.
Hey, Sergeant, well, what you want? Will you speak to the corporal and see can you get me about 18 years furlong?
What you mean? A furlough you want?
Yes.
You had one last week. I'm not going to get you one.
How come?
And another thing, I was downtown and I saw you.
You see me?
Sure, I saw you come flying up the street with a little old man about half as big as you chasing you.
Yeah, but did you see what the little man had in his hand?
No, what was it?
Razor.
A razor?
Blade.
Well, I'll say one thing. You were certainly carrying the mail, big boy.
Boy, I was running so doggone fast, every time I turned the corner, my vest pockets would dip sand.
You telling me?
Boy, I was getting down the boulevard.
You was, huh?
Boy, I run across the street and crossed the corner right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of a once in a sudden, you know where the drugstore is?
Yeah, I know drugstore.
You know where the bank is?
Yeah.
I cut right between the bank and the drugstore.
Yeah.
I went on down through there.
Yeah, wait a minute.
He whacking at me.
Wait a minute. Huh? Wait a minute, boy. What you talking about?
What?
You can't run between that bank and that drugstore.
Why?
That little space in there is only 1 foot wide.
Boy, when the man is after me with a razor, 1 foot looks like the Lincoln Highway.
Oh, get out.
Don't forget, next week at the same time, the Dr. Pepper Parade will be passing in front of your house again. Molasses in January, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, the Pepper Uppers, yours truly, Jack Arthur, and, of course, pretty Peggy Pepper, who'll again sing...
Bringing joy across the land.
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time.
10, 2, and 4.
Good night, all.
And don't think it hasn't been charming.